Well, as we finish a school year, we're thinking about summer, and we are very excited that we'll again be running our summer feeding program. Lunch will be served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We are approved for a universal free program again for students who are 18 years of age and under. Adults may take advantage of buying a lunch for only $2 a day this year. Anyone from any community can come and join us for lunch starting on June 18th. And that will be Monday through Thursday at the Ishpeming High School cafeteria.
Just to make sure that people have the opportunity, if they need a little feeding assistance, a little help like that, then you have it for them there.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's perfect for the kids during the summer.
Sure, absolutely. But it's just one of a few things that are up on the docket here. What else is going on?
Well, let's talk about Birchview first. Oh, yeah. Our elementary school, as they end the end of the year, near the end of the year, they have various field trips that they'll be attending over the next 2 weeks. We have kindergarten graduation this Thursday, May 31st at 1 o'clock p.m. That will take place in the Peterson Auditorium. Mm-hmm. The track and field day for our third and fourth graders is going on all afternoon tomorrow. And then we also have class picnics for the Birchview students on June 6th. Mm-hmm. These students have worked hard all year and now they're able to enjoy a few positive rewards.
Why not? I mean, it seems like a good way of doing that. And this is all part of kind of the end of the year things. And I know there's even more that you've got with like the middle school folks and everything that are going on.
Middle school and high school will also be having their awards assemblies coming up. This Friday, June 1st, our middle school assembly is at 8 o'clock a.m. And then our high school awards assembly is on Monday, June 4th at 8 o'clock a.m. These are times where they get special awards from the teachers, the principals, things that have happened throughout the year. They're now being awarded for them at the end of the year.
And nothing wrong with getting a little bit of a reward for another good, successful school year and the work that these kids do.
Oh, yes. They work hard all year long, and we're very excited to present them their awards by the end of the year.
We're talking with Carrie Meyer, superintendent at the Ishpeming Public Schools, talking about the end of the school year. And, of course, Carrie, with that is graduation, seniors coming to they're finishing up their time in the district. What's the schedule? What's coming up?
Well, they'll start on next week, Thursday night, June 7th, 7 o'clock p.m. in the Peterson Auditorium is the honors convocation. It is just amazing for a small school like us how much support our seniors receive each year in scholarships. This year, we are presenting almost $100,000 in that local scholarships alone, just the locals, and then about another 350 in college university scholarships for our graduating seniors. Mm-hmm. You know, we are just so thankful to the many individuals who make this possible for our students.
Yeah, and it is a great way of rewarding them for the hard work that they've done to graduate with honors, get some support, especially as they're continuing on.
Yep, exactly, into college. And our graduation then will be on that Friday, June 8th. Our commencement ceremony for seniors is at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Peterson Auditorium. And if you've never seen a graduation from Ishpeming, it's just an amazing event to witness. They run a very traditional ceremony with a very historical traditions established many, many years ago. So I just want to say a congratulations to our 2018 graduating seniors and also a special thanks to those parents of those seniors. They organized the all-night party following graduation that night, and it provides a safe place for our seniors to go and enjoy one last evening together, keeps them safe. So thank you to those parents and congratulations to our 2018 graduates.
It has a real community feel to it when you've got the parents and businesses and groups coming together to make sure that the kids have this good night.
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many organizations and businesses that make substantial donations to that party for those seniors. They just make it a memorable experience for them when they go out.
And we're talking with Carrie Meyer this morning, superintendent of the Ishpeming Schools. One thing I know you wanted to mention before you were away here today was that you are looking actually for some folks in the district. Tell me about it.
Well, we're looking for some bus drivers right now. It's an opportunity if you're looking for a job. This position will be for the 18-19 school year. If you're at least 18 years of age and have a good driving record, we can help you become certified. So if you're interested, come in. We'll bring you through the entire process of becoming a certified bus driver. You can contact Mr. Bernie Anderson, who is the elementary principal and transportation supervisor over at Birchview, or you can contact myself if you're interested in becoming a Hematite bus driver.
Well, it sounds like a good opportunity for someone. Just get a hold of the school, get a hold of the central offices or over at the other school and get the process going.
Absolutely. We'd love to have a few applicants.
Well, here we are with another wrap of a school year, and Carrie Meyer joining us this morning from the Ishpeming Schools. We appreciate you popping in for all school year, and we're going to pick this up again in the fall. And congratulations to all of the students, the staff, everybody pulling off another good year in Ishpeming.
Thank you. We enjoy sharing our news from the Ishpeming District.
And we're happy to have you back this fall when we do it again.
Thank you.